God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this wonderful day, the 14th day of the month of December, year 2020. We bless the name of the Lord for his divine protection, divine cover, divine shield upon our lives. We thank God for providing for us. We thank God for meeting our needs. We thank God for what he has been doing in our lives. We thank God for his grace upon our lives. We thank God for his mercy upon our lives. Don't forget, this month is a month of all-round breakthrough. It's a month of new sun, new level, new dance, and divine surprises. And as the month is going to the end, and also as the year is running to an end, we are trusting the Lord that before this year ends, all the blessings that belong to you, all that the enemy has stolen from your hand, shall be recovered fully in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to just thank God for what God has been doing. I want to appreciate the Lord for what God will still do. I pray that God will remember you, God will favor you, God will promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the hand of the Lord shall rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. This is prophetic decree, prophetic declaration. A wonderful period where God meets with his people by prophetic dimension and healing. I pray that God will meet with you, God will deliver you, God will liberate you in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for the testimony we have been receiving. I will thank God for more testimony that will be coming up. We pray that as you also pray these prayers, God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will minister to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I was talking yesterday on the power to recover all. Power to recover all. Power to recover all. I was telling you about the story of David and his men. I was telling you and how David and his men were frustrated when they came back, because their houses has been destroyed, their property has been burnt down, their wife and their children have been taken away. And the Bible says all of them started crying. And in verse 8, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. And David asked the Lord, shall I pursue? Will I overtake? Shall I recover? And the Lord told him, pursue, you overtake, and you will recover. And so David pursued. In verse 18, verse 19, David pursued. The Bible says David pursued. David recovered all that the enemy have stolen. He pursued them and he overtook them and he recovered all. The Bible said he recovered all. I pray for somebody here. Every good thing stolen from your hand, all blessings stolen from your hand shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I told you yesterday, peace can be taken away from people. Yes, the enemy can take peace away. Peace is like a personality in the realm of the spirit. The enemy can take the virtues of people away. The enemy can take the blessings of people away. The enemy can take the marriage of people away. The enemy can take the money, business of people away. But I'm telling you, whatever the enemy has taken away from your hand, you will recover all. Everything that the enemy has taken away shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. By the authority in the blood of Jesus, I decree today that all that the enemy have stolen from your hand shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your hand that the Holy Ghost in his power shall take you to the next level of favor in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life that God shall empower you to recover all that have been stolen from your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life you will not lose control. I decree into your life that heaven shall favor you, heaven shall bless you, heaven shall remember you, heaven shall fight for you, heaven shall defend its interest in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree into your life that places where people say you cannot reach, you will get there in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall receive favor, you shall receive grace, you shall receive blessing in the name of Jesus. The God of wonder shall minister to your need in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to trust God. I want you to believe God. I want you to trust the Lord that you will recover all. Like I was telling you yesterday, to recover everything stolen from you, the first key is to encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. If you encourage yourself in the Lord, then you are good to go. There will be a time in life that nobody will encourage you. There will be a time in life your friend will desert you. There will be a time in life you will look front and back, sideways, you will not see anybody. There will be a time in life you are just there, only you and God. It is called a wilderness experience. But When you encourage yourself, when you strengthen yourself in the Lord, how do you do that? It's by claiming the promises of God. How do you do that? It's by trusting the Lord. How do you do that? It's by looking at what the Lord has told you and believing he's going to do it. You encourage yourself by the promises of God. You encourage yourself by what God has done in your life before. You encourage yourself by the victory you have experienced before. You encourage yourself by the promises of God in his word. You encourage yourself by attribute of God, knowing that God never failed, and knowing that God, when he has promised, he will bring it to pass. Has God promised you anything? Has God spoken to you? Has God told you he's going to do something? Oh, I want you to trust God. He's going to do it, and you will recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to take a bottle of oil. Take a bottle of oil or a bottle of water, which one you have. I'm going to pray on them now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, I thank you for this bottle of oil and this bottle of water. I command them today that this item shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. This item shall carry the fire of deliverance. This item shall become a divine medication. It shall carry the power of supernatural dimension of God's grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, this item shall receive the anointing that the power of darkness cannot confront. This item shall become a yoke-breaking items. This oil shall carry the power to break every yoke. This oil shall carry resurrection power, healing power, deliverance power. In the name of Jesus Christ, this oil shall carry the power that can pull down all the strongholds of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ. No matter the level of the yoke and the confrontation of this oil with that yoke, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that this particular oil in your hand shall be special, shall be special, shall be special, because of the anointing of the Lord will go into it a million folds in the name of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus into this oil. I plead the blood of Jesus into this oil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Anoint your head now. Aha. As you have anointed it, you decree like this, very, very, very loud. Say, every good thing stolen from my destiny, I recover you all in the name of Jesus. Every good thing stolen from my destiny, I recover you all in the name of Jesus. Every good thing stolen from my destiny, I recover you all. In the name of Jesus, every good thing stolen from my destiny, I recover you all. In the name of Jesus, every good thing stolen from my destiny, I recover you all. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. Take the oil and anoint your chest now. Anoint your chest and lay your hand there. And pray very loud like this. Say, poison of darkness in my body, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Poison of darkness in my body, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. Poison of darkness. As you are praying these prayers, no matter what the enemy has done against your earth, no matter the kinds of satanic dream you have had, if you have been fed in the dream, God will deliver you. Say, poison of darkness in my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Poison of darkness in my life, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Poison of darkness in my life, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and drink a little. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Aha. Oh, yes. Now pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, plantation of witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Every plantation of witchcraft in your body, I command them to be uprooted, 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 be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, take the oil and anoint your stomach now, anoint your navel now, and you shout with power. shout with authority, shout with fire. Every satanic animal programmed to my body, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body, die now, die now, die in the name of Jesus. Every satanic animal programmed to my body, die, die. In Jesus' name, pray. Now you are going to command that animal to come out. Say, you satanic animal hiding in my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, you satanic animal hiding in my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, you satanic animal hiding in my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, you satanic animal hiding in my body, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your hand down. Anoint your hand. Aha. Say this one loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire. As we are praying this prayer, if your hand has been attacked, it shall be repaired. If you have been experiencing poverty, it shall be repaired. If there's embargo upon your hand, it shall be repaired. Say, Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, repair my hand, 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 repair my hand. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree into the life of someone here, all that you have lost to the enemy since the day you were born into this world, you shall recover them back in full in the name of Jesus. You shall recover them back in full in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your business back in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your money back in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your health back in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your marriage back in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your property back in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody that is listening to me now, you will recover your health back in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every good thing stolen from you. Have you been duped by anyone before? I command you to recover, 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 recover. In the name of Jesus Christ, recover your health, recover your health. You recover your health, recover your health. Every sickness in your body, every disease in your body, I challenge them now. Disappear from that place. Disappear from that place. Disappear from that place. I command ulcer, disappear now. I command arthritis, disappear now. I command any kind of cancer, disappear now. I command asthma, disappear now. I command cataract, disappear now. I command glaucoma, disappear now. I command inflammation of the prostate, disappear now. I command kidney attack, disappear now. I command bladder attack, disappear now. I command diabetes, disappear now. I command high blood pressures, disappear now. I command whatever is troubling your health, disappear and go back to the sender. Disappear and go back to the sender. Let there be relief. Let there be deliverance. Let there be relief. Let there be deliverance. Resurrection power of Holy Ghost come upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking unto the Lord for the fruit of the womb, I command you to receive divine visitation. Receive divine visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I command those who want marital settlement, be set to by fire. Be set to by fire. God will set to you. God will set to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you have suffered this year, I command you will recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, listen to me. Never give up. Listen to me. Keep on trusting God. Leave it. Listen to me. Keep on praying. Listen to me. Keep on going. God will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. God will minister to your needs in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you have not given your life to Jesus, make sure you surrender your life to Jesus. Make sure you depend on Him. Make sure you confess your sin. Make sure you cry unto Him for mercy. He will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for all as many people who have acknowledged that they are a sinner. Lord, deliver them. Lord, liberate them. Lord, save them In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May God visit you. May God remember you. As you have prayed this prayer, you will be delivered. There's somebody here. This week, you will receive your letter of promotion. There's another person here. The plans of the enemy against your destiny this week has been canceled. There's somebody here. The Lord said, I should tell you, those who plan evil against you in your place of business, all of them shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody here. God is going to give you a visa breakthrough. The document of somebody is already done. Your green card shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody here. You have been waiting unto the Lord for a particular thing. You have been crying unto the Lord. Before this week ends, you will receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ, God shall visit you. God of wonders, God of wonders, God of wonders shall visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm telling you something. This week is going to be a wonderful week. It's going to be a week of divine encounter. It's going to be a week of divine lifting. As you are waking up this week, you will receive the touch of heaven. You will receive the touch of power. You will receive the presence of God. The glory of God shall cover you. In fact, you will know that God is God. God will disgrace your enemy. God will silence the wicked, and God will fight for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 In case you want to contact me, my number remains the same. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Try to send text message or send SMS. Send SMS or WhatsApp information. Send any information to my WhatsApp number. It will get to me. Sometimes you call and I don't carry it. It may be probably I'll be so busy. But send text to me or send information into the WhatsApp number. My number remain the same. It will get to me. I will look at it and I will call you back. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will remember you. And the Lord will decorate you with the garment of favor. It is well with you. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola.